Welcome, learner, to today's deep dive. I want you to imagine something. Imagine asking this highly advanced supercomputer a really complex question.
Okay, setting the stage.
Right. And it spits back this confident, perfectly formatted, just totally brilliant sounding answer. But the thing is, it's completely fabricated.
Oh, yeah. A total hallucination.
Exactly. So you press the system, right? You essentially ask it, like, why did you just make that up? And the machine responds, to save tokens.
Wow. Just wow.
Yeah. It didn't feel like doing the actual computational research, I guess, so just guessed, you know, to save processing power. And that actually happened to AI researcher Mujid Hosseini, the founder of Tikken Game, when he was testing out the Claude model.
Which is, I mean, it's just a remarkable glimpse into the mechanical priorities of artificial intelligence. Because tokens, they're basically the computational currency that these language models use to, you know, process information.
Right, like every word costs something.
Exactly. Every single word read or generated costs a fraction of a cent in compute power. So the AI, which is perfectly optimized for efficiency, it just calculated that bypassing the actual research was, well, a cheaper pathway than finding the truth.
That's wild. It just sacrificed quality for cost efficiency, like without a second thought.
Yep. It's just math to the model.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because, I mean, while it's a funny, maybe slightly alarming anecdote when it happens to one guy sitting in his computer, it becomes this massive systemic crisis.
Yeah.
When you scale that exact token-saving mentality up to the corporate level.
Well, absolutely. The scale changes everything.
Right. And, you know, we're in 2026 now. For the last few years, we've been promised this absolute revolution, right?
Where
AI would just automate everything, streamline every business, usher in this frictionless utopia.
The great AI promise.
Yeah, exactly. So our mission today is to figure out why handing the keys over to the algorithm to save money is backfiring spectacularly for billion-dollar companies.
Hmm.
And, well, what it actually takes to use AI smartly.
And the fallout we're seeing is just measurable and profound. I mean, we're witnessing this massive collision between the theoretical promise of automation and the really harsh economic reality of deploying probabilistic models in deterministic business environments.
Let's look at probably the most expensive corporate miscalculation of this era, which brings us to Amazon.
Right, the big one.
Yeah. Since 2022, they laid off roughly 57,000 corporate employees. And they were largely waving the banner of, like, AI efficiency.
And spending massively on it at the same time.
Oh, totally. They're currently planning to spend $200 billion on AI infrastructure this year alone.
Mm-hmm.
So they cleared out the humans to make room for the machines, right?
Yeah.
But then we get this massive twist.
And it's a fascinating twist.
In early 2026, Matt Garman, who's the CEO of AWS, the actual division building this AI infrastructure, he announces they are hiring 11,000 interns and recent graduates.
And he was incredibly blunt about the reasoning, too. I mean, in an interview with Wired, Garman explicitly stated that replacing junior developers with AI is, and I'm quoting him directly here, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
The CEO of AWS said that?
Yep. He said it destroys their talent pipeline.
Which completely inverts the narrative we've been fed. I mean, and Amazon is not an isolated case here. If you look at the broader business landscape, this realization is just hitting everyone.
Yeah, the data really backs that up.
We have this Gartner study from May 2026. They surveyed 350 senior executives at companies with at least $1 billion in annual revenue. And the data shows that 80% of organizations that cut their workforce to deploy AI saw absolutely zero increase in their ROI.
Zero. No profit bump whatsoever. I mean, they gutted their workforce, they incurred massive software deployment costs, and they saw literally no financial benefit.
That is insane.
It really is. And to understand the mechanics behind that failure, what's fascinating here is looking at Klarna. Because back in 2024, that buy now, pay later company, they were the poster child for this whole movement.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Yeah. They proudly announced they had replaced the equivalent of 700 customer service representatives with an AI assistant. But fast forward 2 years to today, and they've quietly done a complete U-turn.
A U-turn. Like, they brought the people back.
Exactly. They are bringing human agents back into their support teams because the AI just couldn't handle complex, empathetic cases.
Which, that aligns perfectly with the research we have from OrgView and Forrester. They show that 55% of companies that rush to replace workers with AI deeply regretted it.
Because of the churn?
Yeah, massive customer churn, declining service quality, and just serious damage to their brand reputation. But that's the trap, isn't it? Like, we assume if a server can process 1 million customer records in a microsecond, it can easily handle one angry customer asking for a refund.
Right, but the hardware doing the processing is just fundamentally incompatible with the task. We're dealing with the mathematical ceiling of probabilistic models.
Okay, unpack that a little bit. Probabilistic versus what?
So AI functions based on mathematical probabilities, right? It just calculates the most likely next word in a sequence.
Yeah.
But customer service, that requires deterministic action. It requires contextual nuance.
I've heard people compare replacing human workers with AI to like throwing out your car's engine because you bought a really nice GPS. But that doesn't feel quite right here, does it?
Not exactly, no.
Because AI is the engine processing the interactions. It's more like installing a jet engine but completely removing the steering wheel.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Right. You're processing customer interactions at Mach 3, but you have absolutely no ability to navigate the nuances of human emotion. When a customer is furious about a late fee, you don't just need speed. You need the steering wheel of empathy to keep the brand from crashing into a wall.
That captures the structural flaw perfectly. I mean, a human customer service rep intervenes based on feel. They read between the lines, they sense urgency, they de-escalate through shared human understanding.
And a machine just can't do that.
No, a probabilistic machine cannot emulate empathy because empathy requires comprehending the actual stakes of a situation. So when a complex case comes up, say a customer facing bankruptcy, the AI just keeps predicting the most statistically probable response.
Which I imagine comes off as super cold.
Cold, irrelevant, or just entirely unhelpful.
Okay, let's shift our focus to when those predictions go from just unhelpful to downright destructive. Because if you're listening to this, you likely already know that large language models hallucinate. We know they make things up.
Right, the token saving issue we talked about earlier.
Exactly. But I really want to dig into the business ramifications of those hallucinations.
Well, the Harvard framework on AI hallucinations frames this economic problem really clearly. They point out that we constantly anthropomorphize AI. We assume it's like looking up facts in some massive database of universal truth.
But it's not.
It is not. It guesses. And while those guesses are structurally and grammatically flawless, they can contain completely fabricated information.
And the error rates are the silent killer here. Based on Hosseini's data for 2026, Quad is currently the most reliable model, but it still has a 3% hallucination rate.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is.
Right. And Gemini sits at a 6% error rate.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT, even though it has the highest overall accuracy on complex tasks, at around 59.7%, it still leaves you with a staggering 40% chance of generating a critical error on a multifaceted problem.
And that's the kicker. A 40% chance of failure on complex corporate tasks is economically unviable. If you are managing a team right now, this raises an important question. And it's where a combined study from UPenn, Boston University, and Wharton professors Hamza Bastani and Gerard Cachon should really make you pause.
Oh, this is the layoff trap study,
Yeah,
right?
they researched what they call the AI layoff trap and introduced this crucial concept, the human oversight paradox.
The human oversight paradox. I absolutely love this concept. Tell us how the Wharton study quantified this.
So the researchers examined the actual financial reality of managing highly capable, but occasionally flawed AI systems. And the core paradox is this: as artificial intelligence gets better and makes fewer mistakes, the human oversight required to catch those rare mistakes actually becomes more expensive.
It sounds so counterintuitive at first. You would think a better machine needs less babysitting.
You would think so, yeah.
But it kind of reminds me of proofreading a brilliant student's 100-page thesis paper. Like, you know there is exactly one fatal, mathematically disastrous typo hidden somewhere on a random page.
Oh, that is the worst feeling.
But your brain just glazes over because 99 pages look absolutely perfect until suddenly you miss the one error that ruins the whole project. It's exhausting.
You are basically describing the cognitive neuroscience behind vigilance fatigue. Humans are biologically wired for pattern recognition and energy conservation.
Okay, so how does that play into AI monitoring?
Well, when we monitor a system that is constantly making obvious mistakes, our brains stay alert. The pattern is danger. But modern AI is highly reliable. It might be right 97% of the time.
So we get complacent.
Exactly. When the pattern becomes everything is fine, the human brain automatically downregulates alertness to conserve energy. We just stop checking the math. We skim.
So when the AI finally does make that rare 3% hallucination, the human monitor completely misses it because they've been lulled into a false sense of security.
Yep. They just let it slip right by.
And in a corporate environment, I mean, missing that one error could mean a massive compliance violation, a data breach, or like dispensing illegal financial advice to a client.
Precisely the issue. Because the consequences of those rare errors are catastrophic, companies cannot rely on entry-level workers to monitor the output.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Right. To run an AI safely 24/7, you must implement human-in-the-loop designs staffed by highly skilled, highly paid senior managers.
Because catching a sophisticated hallucination buried in perfect syntax requires deep, domain-specific expertise.
And intense concentration. The compensation required to secure that level of consistent, high-tier oversight rises sharply.
So the entire economic premise of AI saving companies money is just a mirage. It doesn't actually cut the budget. It just shifts the budget.
Completely shifts it.
You fire 50 entry-level workers making base salary, but then you have to hire a dozen elite senior managers making triple the salary just to act as incredibly expensive AI babysitters, you know, just to prevent the company from imploding.
The Wharton research confirms exactly that. The escalating costs of oversight, management, and error correction completely negate the financial savings from the initial entry-level layoffs. Companies are literally trading cheap human production for expensive human monitoring.
But hold on. If we follow that logic, it reveals this massive existential flaw in this entire corporate strategy.
The talent pipeline.
Yes. If a company relies on highly skilled senior managers to babysit the AI, where do those senior managers come from in 5 years if they just fired all the entry-level workers?
You have just identified the generational tech crisis currently unfolding. The talent pipeline is thoroughly broken. And we have devastating statistics from the Stanford HAI 2026 AI Index that quantify the damage.
Give me the numbers. How bad is it?
Since 2024, there's been a nearly 20% drop in employment for software developers aged 22 to 25. Meanwhile, developers aged 30 and older at those exact same companies actually saw headcount growth.
So the seniors are protected because they're needed for oversight, but the juniors are being eradicated from the ecosystem. That completely inverts the advice we've given every college freshman for the last two decades. We told an entire generation to learn to code to be safe from automation.
And the market reality has completely flipped on them. Job postings for software development are down 53% since November 2022.
Which coincides directly with the launch of ChatGPT.
Exactly. We saw over 87,000 AI-related job cuts by May of 2026 alone. And the Federal Reserve Bank of New York released data showing that computer science majors now have a harder time finding jobs than humanities majors.
Right.
Yeah, the unemployment rate for recent tech graduates is hovering around 6%, which is well above the national average for college grads.
That is a staggering shift. So companies looked at the capabilities of AI and decided that since the machine can write boilerplate code, run scripted testing, deploy routine bug fixes in seconds, they simply don't need junior developers anymore.
That's the rationale, yeah.
And Majid Hosseini talks about this specific issue from his perspective managing tech in game. He notes that, sure, AI can write basic HTML. People are using single-line prompts to build entire WordPress sites in seconds.
But there's a catch.
A huge catch.
Yeah.
Those same sites are getting hacked minutes later because the creators relied entirely on the AI and have zero foundational knowledge about system architecture, data security, or database management.
Because they lack the underlying comprehension of the deterministic systems they are deploying. An AI model cannot predict which specific node of a server architecture will be under pressure during a traffic spike 3 years from now.
Right, it doesn't have foresight.
Exactly. Nor can it dynamically handle a real-time DDoS attack that requires, you know, improvisational problem solving.
Okay, I have to push back on this, though. If the AI can instantly execute the boring, repetitive boilerplate code, why shouldn't junior humans just skip the grunt work?
It's a fair question.
I mean, why force a 22-year-old to do the digital equivalent of digging ditches with a shovel when the AI acts as a fully automated backhoe? Shouldn't we want our entry-level workers learning at a higher strategic level right from day one?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it is a tempting argument, but it fundamentally misunderstands how human expertise is actually formed. Tearing up those entry-level roles to save money today is like tearing up the foundation of your house to feed the fireplace.
It keeps you warm for the night, but your house collapses tomorrow.
Beautifully put, that entry-level grunt work is not merely busy work. It is the neurological training ground where humans build judgment.
So writing that basic HTML isn't just about producing a website. It's about laying the neural pathways in the developer's brain.
Exactly. When a junior developer spends hours debugging a cascading failure caused by a single line of poorly written code, they are learning the structural integrity of the system.
Oh, I see.
It is how you learn to spot architectural flaws instinctively. You cannot become a master architect capable of overseeing AI if you have never laid a brick and felt how the mortar sets.
That makes so much sense.
Right. When companies eliminate these entry-level roles, they are placing a massive bet that they can simply hire experienced senior talent later. But without the junior pipeline, that senior talent simply will not exist in a decade. The company dies long-term because it outsourced its own cognitive development.
Wow. Okay, so we've explored the profound failures of the replacement strategy, the billion-dollar regrets, the economic trap of the oversight paradox, the destruction of the talent
The
pipeline.
gloomy side of the coin.
Yeah, definitely. So if replacing people with AI is a trap that ultimately destroys a company's future, how should organizations be integrating this technology? There has to be a success story out there for us to model.
For a master class in how to navigate this successfully, we have to examine what IKEA accomplished.
Okay, the furniture giant, what do they do?
Back in 2021, they launched an AI chatbot named Billy to handle customer service inquiries, and the deployment was incredibly effective. The AI successfully resolved 47% of all routine customer inquiries.
Things like tracking packages or checking store hours, I assume.
Exactly, the easy stuff.
That is a massive operational shift. I mean, almost half of their call volume just evaporated. So, following conventional corporate logic, the executives should have immediately fired 50% of their call center staff to secure the cost savings, right?
That is what most companies would do, but IKEA took a radically different path. Instead of fixating on the 47% of inquiries the AI could automate, they focused intensely on the remaining 53% that the AI couldn't resolve.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they analyzed the data and realized those remaining calls were fundamentally different in nature. Customers weren't asking for simple data retrieval, they were asking for complex assistance designing their living rooms or, outfitting a new apartment.
Cases that require empathy, spatial understanding, and nuanced human judgment. The exact things we establish the AI cannot do because it lacks that human steering wheel.
Precisely. So IKEA made a brilliant strategic pivot. They didn't lay anyone off.
Really, nobody.
Nobody. Instead, they took 80,500 call center employees and launched a massive retraining program to elevate them into remote interior design consultants.
Here's where it gets really interesting. That is absolute genius. They took a traditional cost center customer support, which always drains money, and used the AI to clear out the boring, repetitive data retrieval tasks.
Exactly. They cleared the plate.
That freed up the human workforce to elevate their skills, allowing IKEA to turn that exact same division into a profit center. And the financial result of that pivot, IKEA generated 1.3 billion euros in revenue from this newly minted design division in its very first year.
It is the perfect blueprint for the AI era, and it aligns perfectly with a game review of AI in business published by Teking Game, which gave the technology a 7.5 out of 10 rating.
A solid score, but not perfect.
Right. The breakdown in that review encapsulates the IKEA model perfectly. AI's distinct pros are its high speed for repetitive tasks, its ability to analyze massive volumes of data instantly, and of course, its capacity for 247 operation without physical fatigue.
And its cons are the total lack of contextual understanding, persistent and costly error rates on complex tasks, and a complete inability to make nuanced decisions or learn from real-world human mistakes.
Spot on.
So, taking all this data from Harvard, Wharton, and real-world case studies like IKEA, what are the actual actionable principles companies should be following?
Hosseini synthesizes the data into four core operational rules. First, use AI to augment human capabilities, never to replace them. The tool belongs in the human's hands to make them faster, not in the driver's seat.
Makes sense.
Second, mandate that an expert human remains in the loop for all critical systems. You need that to combat vigilance fatigue and catch those 3% hallucinations. Third, adopt the IKEA blueprint. When AI frees up human hours, retrain those workers to handle higher value revenue generating tasks instead of firing them.
And the fourth rule.
Calculate the real costs before making a structural move. Executives must factor in the expensive senior management required for oversight, the astronomical costs of error correction when hallucination slips through, and the potential customer loss from brand damage.
You can't just look at the initial salary savings of a layoff.
Exactly. You have to look at the holistic economic impact over a 5-year horizon.
So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? If you are navigating this workforce in 2026, the major takeaway from all this data, the Amazon reversal, the Klarna U-turn, the Wharton oversight paradox, is that you need to position yourself aggressively in the 53% where AI fails.
That's the golden rule right now.
AI is an incredibly powerful engine for speed and data processing, but it is fundamentally terrible at strategic decision-making, contextual understanding, and human empathy.
That is your permanent territory.
Exactly. AI is a tool in your hands. It is not your replacement. If you can be that highly skilled human in the loop, the one who understands the structural foundation, who can spot the 3% hallucination, and who provides the context that the probabilistic machine is missing, your value in the workforce isn't going down. It is skyrocketing. Companies will pay a premium for the human steering wheel.
The future undeniably belongs to those who know how to wield the new tools without forgetting how to build the house from the foundation up, which honestly leaves us with a final, somewhat provocative thought to consider based on everything we've discussed regarding the talent pipeline.
Lay it on us.
We established that doing the entry-level grunt work is how human beings neurologically build judgment and expertise. If we allow AI to completely eliminate the entry-level tasks that historically taught us the fundamentals of our professions, how will the next generation of human geniuses actually learn how to think?
That's a scary thought.
Are we outsourcing our cognitive training wheels to servers? And if we are, how do you, in your own career, make sure you don't lose your own foundation?
A massive question to chew on as you navigate your own industry. Just make sure you aren't sacrificing your own intellectual foundation simply to save a few tokens. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the AI stupidity paradox. We will catch you next time.